Hello, and welcome back to another deep dive. We are so happy to have you with us today.
Great to be here.
I want to start our conversation with a very full question. A question for you and for you listening. Do you like buying new clothes?
That is an easy question. Yes, I do. I think almost everyone likes getting something new. It
Right.
feels good to wear a new shirt or, a new pair of shoes for the first time. You feel fresh. You feel happier.
Exactly. It feels great. And it feels even better when the clothes are cheap, right?
Oh, for sure.
You go to the store or you look at an app on your phone, you see a cool t-shirt, it costs the same as a sandwich. You buy it, you feel smart because you saved money, but I have a feeling you are going to tell us there's a problem with this.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh.
There is a hidden cost. The price tag on the shirt might be low. Maybe it is only $5, but the cost to our planet is very, very high.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today, our topic is fast fashion. We're looking at a report from Earth.org. It's titled "The Environmental Impact of Fast Fashion Explained."
And this report was updated very recently, in early 2026, so the information is new.
Exactly. And our mission today is to understand what fast fashion actually is. We need to look at how it hurts the water and the air.
And most importantly, we want to see what simple things you, the listener, can do to help.
Before we start, I just want to make a quick note. We know many of you are learning English, so today we will speak clearly. We will use simple words.
That's right. And if we use a hard word or a technical word, we will stop and we'll explain what it means. We want you to understand everything.
Perfect. So let's start at the very beginning. We hear the words fast fashion all the time, but what does it actually mean? Is it just clothes that help you run fast?
Not quite. Think of it as a business method, a business model. Fast fashion means designing clothes, making them, and selling them in stores very, very quickly.
And very cheaply.
And usually very cheaply, yes.
So the key words are quick and cheap.
Exactly. The goal is to see what famous people are wearing today and, copy them immediately. They want to sell a lot of clothes very fast.
I found a fascinating fact in our source about the name. Did you know the newspaper, The New York Times, first used the phrase fast fashion back in the 1990s?
Yes. I remember reading that. They were writing about the store Zara.
Right, Zara, the huge company from Spain. So, how fast are we actually talking about?
Well, in the business world, we call this lead time. Let me explain that. Lead time is the time it takes to draw a picture of a dress, then make the dress, and finally put it in the shop for you to buy.
Okay, lead time, idea to the store. So, what is the lead time for a company like Zara?
For Zara, it's about 15 days.
15. That's just 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks. Imagine drawing a picture today, and 2 weeks later, millions of people can buy that shirt.
That's amazing.
It is, but it's gotten even faster. There's a big Chinese company called Shein. Do you know them?
Oh, yes. I see their ads on my phone all the time. Very popular.
Shein is even faster. They can get a piece of clothing ready to sell in just 10 days.
10 days. That's incredibly fast.
It is. And other big companies like H&M and Uniqlo are part of this group too.
You know, when I think about this, it reminds me of fast food.
That is a perfect comparison. Let's think about that. Fast food is quick, it's cheap.
Tastes good when you eat it.
But if you eat it every day, is it good for your body?
No, definitely not. It's bad for your health.
Fast fashion is the same. It is quick and cheap, but in the long run, it is not good for the planet. It's like junk food for your closet.
Okay, so we know it's fast, but why is it bad? Let's look at the environment. I was really shocked to read about water in the report.
Yes, this is a very big problem. The report says the fashion industry is the second biggest user of water in the entire world.
Wait, the second biggest?
In the whole world.
Whole world. It is a massive amount. Let's look at a specific example. Think about a simple cotton t-shirt.
Okay, I am picturing a t-shirt. How much water does it take to make just one?
It takes about 700 gallons of water.
700 gallons for one shirt.
Yes. You have to grow the cotton plant, you have to wash the fabric. It adds up.
That sounds like a lot. But what about jeans? Everyone wears blue jeans. Jeans are even worse. One pair of jeans takes about 2,000 gallons of water to make.
2,000 gallons? That's hard to imagine.
Think of it this way. That's enough water for one person to drink for many, many years.
Wow. So when I buy a pair of jeans, I'm spending a lot of water.
Exactly. And the problem isn't just using the water, it's also about polluting it, making the water dirty.
How does making clothes make water dirty?
Well, think about the color of your clothes. They use strong chemicals to dye or color the fabric. This process is called dyeing.
Okay, dyeing makes the color.
Yes. And after they color the clothes, there's a lot of leftover water. This water is full of chemicals. And in many places, this dirty water is just dumped directly into rivers.
So the rivers change color.
Yes. In some places, the rivers turn blue or red or purple. Depends on the fashion color of the season. It kills the fish. It kills the plants. It's very sad.
That's terrible. So we have a big water problem, but the report says there's also an air problem.
That is right. We need to talk about carbon emissions.
Can you explain carbon emissions simply? I hear that phrase a lot.
Sure. When we burn oil or gas to run factories or fly airplanes, we make a gas, carbon dioxide. This gas goes into the air, and it acts like a blanket around the Earth, makes the Earth warmer.
Okay, I understand. So how much of this gas comes from fashion?
The fashion industry creates 10% of the world's carbon emissions.
10%? Is that a big number?
It is huge. Let me give you a comparison. Think about all the airplanes in the world and all the big ships in the ocean.
Okay. All the planes and all the ships.
If you put them together, fashion still creates more pollution than all of them combined.
Wow. That really puts it into perspective.
It's because the clothes travel so far. The cotton grows in one country, the shirt is made in another, then it's shipped to a store near you.
And there's another problem with the ocean. The report talks about something called microplastics.
Yes. This is a very important word. Microplastics.
Okay, that sounds technical. Let's break it down. Micro means very small, right?
Correct. Yeah. And plastic is, well, plastic. So microplastics are tiny pieces of plastic, so small you can't see them.
Oh, where did they come from? I thought we were talking about clothes.
This is where it gets really interesting. Look at the label on your clothes. Does it say polyester or nylon?
I see polyester on a lot of my clothes. It's very common.
Yes. But did you know that polyester is actually a type of plastic?
Really?
Yes. These are called synthetic fibers, man-made. It's made from oil, just like a plastic bottle.
So if I wear a polyester shirt, I am basically wearing plastic.
Basically, yes. And here is the problem. When you wash these clothes, tiny little pieces of the fabric break off.
And those tiny pieces are the microplastics.
Exactly. And the water from your washing machine. It eventually goes to the ocean.
How much plastic are we talking about here?
The report says that 500,000 tons of these tiny fibers go into the ocean every year.
500,000 tons. That's a heavy number. I can't visualize that.
To help you see it,
yeah.
Imagine 50 billion plastic bottles.
50 billion bottles thrown into the sea every year. That is just shocking.
It's very dangerous for ocean life. Fish eat the tiny plastic. Then bigger fish eat the little fish.
And then sometimes we eat the fish.
Exactly. The plastic comes back to us.
Okay, we've talked about water, air, and oceans. But we also need to talk about the people. Who is actually making these cheap t-shirts?
This is the human cost. A person has to sew your shirt.
And who are these people?
The source says that most of these workers are women. About 80% are young women, usually between 18 and 24 years old.
They're the same age as university students.
Yes. And because fast fashion companies want the clothes to be very cheap, they pay the workers very little money.
And what about safety?
Safety is often a problem, too. You know, if you want to make things cheap, you might not spend money on fixing the factory building.
The report mentions a very sad event that happened in 2013.
Yes, the Rana Plaza tragedy. It happened in Dhaka, Bangladesh. There was a large building with mini garment, that's another word for clothing factories inside.
And the building collapsed. It fell down.
Yes, it collapsed. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy. More than 1,000 workers died.
That's heartbreaking. Over 1,000 people?
It was a wake-up call for the world. It showed us that cheap clothes often have a high cost for the people making them.
So when we buy a shirt for $5, we have to ask, why is it so cheap? Maybe someone else is paying the price.
Exactly. That is the critical question.
Okay, this is all very heavy. It makes me feel a bit guilty. But is there any good news? Is there a solution?
Yes, there is. There is a movement called slow fashion.
Slow fashion. That sounds like the opposite of fast fashion.
It is. Slow fashion means buying less. It means using the clothes you have for a longer time.
I like that. So let's talk about concrete steps. What can someone listening actually do?
We have 5 simple steps. Step number 1 is the most important. Buy less.
Simply buy fewer things.
Yes. There's a quote in our source from Patsy Perry, a professor at the University of Manchester. She says, less is always more.
Less is always more. Simple, but powerful.
The best thing you can do for the Earth is to just not buy new things all the time. Ask yourself, do I really need this?
Okay, but what if I really do need clothes?
That brings us to step number 2. Buy secondhand.
Secondhand, can you explain that word?
Secondhand means the clothes were owned by someone else before you. You might call it used clothing.
Ah, like going to a thrift store.
Yes. Or using technology. There are apps and websites now like ThredUp or Poshmark where you can buy clothes that other people don't want anymore.
That's a great idea. And it's usually cheaper, too.
It is cheaper and it keeps those clothes out of the trash. It gives them a second life.
Okay, buy less, buy secondhand. What is step three?
Step three is a newer idea.
Renting.
Renting clothes like you rent a car.
Yes. Imagine you have a big party to go to. You want a fancy dress.
Wow.
Usually you buy it, wear it once, and then it just hangs in your closet.
That is so true.
Instead, you can rent it. You pay to use it for a few days, and then you give it back. There are companies like Rent the Runway doing this. That is very clever. Okay, what if I do need to buy something brand new? What should I look for?
That's step four. Choose better materials. Look at the label inside the clothes.
What words should I look for?
Try to avoid polyester. Remember, that's plastic. Look for organic cotton.
What is organic cotton?
Organic means it was grown without bad chemicals. Also, look for linen or hemp.
Hemp and linen, why are those better?
They're natural from plants, and they use less water than regular cotton. They're also very strong, so your clothes last longer.
Good tip. Check the label. And finally, step five.
Yes, step five, care for your clothes. Specifically, wash them less often.
Wash them less. My mother might not like that advice.
Well, obviously, wash them if they're dirty, but
Thanks.
sometimes we wash clothes that aren't really dirty. Maybe you wore a sweater for just 2 hours. Does it really need a full wash?
Probably not.
Remember the microplastics. Every time we wash, we release that plastic into the ocean. So if you
Oh.
wash less, you save water, you save energy, and you stop microplastics, and your clothes last longer.
That's a win-win situation. It is good for me and good for the planet.
It really is.
So let's recap. Fast fashion is quick and cheap. Companies like Zara and Shein are leading this.
But this speed causes huge problems. It uses too much water, it pollutes rivers.
It hurts the air with carbon emissions more than all the planes and ships combined.
And we can't forget the microplastics and the human cost the workers in unsafe factories.
But we have the power to change this. We can choose slow fashion.
We can buy less, we can buy secondhand, we can check the label for good materials.
And we can wash our clothes less often. It seems like small changes can make a big difference.
Absolutely. I like to say the most eco-friendly shirt, the one that is best for the planet, is the one you already have in your closet.
I love that. The shirt I already have.
It requires zero new resources to wear what you already own.
Before we go, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Go ahead.
Next time you see a t-shirt that costs only $5 and you want to buy it, ask yourself this question: who really paid the price for this?
That is a very powerful question. The price on the tag is not the real cost.
Thank you so much for helping us understand this today. It was a really important conversation.
It was my pleasure. I hope everyone looked at their clothes a little differently now.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive. See you next time.